But I got an email from the New York Yankees that I need to share with you because I thought it was awesome. So I bought tickets from the Yankees many times. And because you buy tickets from a team, they'll send you a million emails.
Right.
Like, hey, you want to buy this? Want to buy that? It says, introducing the on-field batting practice and stadium experience.
Hmm.
Join us for an unforgettable on-field batting practice and stadium experience. You get to participate in on-field baseball activities, meet a Yankee alum, and enjoy throughout the day. Here's what you get. You get light refreshments, introductions on the field, and stretching in the Ford Field MVP Club. Get a lunch. You get a picture with the World Series trophy, your name on the left center field video board, free parking, and then 30-minute rotations. Here's what you do. Batting practice on the field, batting practice in the cage, an outfield catch when you bring your own glove, a bullpen session, a stadium tour, and a Q&A with an alumni in a press conference room. I read this. I'm like, this is badass.
It's kind of cool.
$20,000.
For someone who doesn't have access, that's awesome access.
Now, did you just say a number?
$20,000.
Oh, you're already guessing the number?
Yeah.
I was going to ask, how much you guys want to guess this cost?
Say 10.
$10,000?
10.
You say $10,000?
$10,000.
And how many people is it for?
So it's per person.
Oh, per person.
So it's per person. They got two sessions. They got a morning session, 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. So it's basically an all-day thing. And then like an afternoon evening session, 12:30 to 5.
So I'll say $2,000 per person.
So you're lowering by, it went from 20.
I thought it was like a group thing.
Per person, you're going $2,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, 10's too high.
And what are you saying?
I'm going to say 5.
You're going $5,000. Sean, what are you saying?
I think you guys are way overshooting this because I've done the stadium tour. I know that price. Now you're adding on all this other stuff.
I mean, you're thinking batting practice on the field.
Batting practice,
I know.
30 minutes.
But think about
the
it.
Bullpen session.
But think about
having a catch.
Let's just think about this. We all took marketing classes in school. The type of fan you're targeting that's willing to do this.
Yeah.
I'm going to go $500 a person.
$500? I'll tell you right now, Sean's in the ballpark.
If it's
a kid, 12 and under, so I want to do this for Jet. Now, he's a Met fan, so probably not, but you know what I mean. $463.
Wow.
If it's an adult, $927.
Wow.
It's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
Like, at first, I saw...
And it's memorable.
I mean, you're taking batting practice on the field at Yankee Stadium?
But what time are you taking batting practice?
What was that?
What time are you taking batting
practice? So you got two sessions. You got the morning session is 8:30 to 1 and then 12:30 to 5. So there'll be some point during that interval. You take the BP, you have a catch in the outfield.
This is on game day.
It is not. So I looked into it. Actually, I asked Sean to look into it because I told him the info without the price. And I said it's Thursday, July 24th. Like, are they home? And the answer is it's a Yankee off day.
Off day.
So it's not, and it does, they couldn't do this on a Yankee game day because they're preparing the field. The guys are on the field.
Right.
So it would never happen on an actual game day.
It's a stadium tour on steroids. I like it. Big time.
Stadium tour on steroids. Forget the stadium tour. You're taking batting practice on the field at Yankee
Stadium. What do you do during the stadium tour?
Well, you see everything, go inside the locker room, you see the batting cages, you see all the stuff. They'll let you kind of walk on the warning track or dirt. You'll see everything.
Right, but you don't get to participate.
Yeah, so
now you can't.
Right. Yeah. Now, here's
how much is the stadium tour?
Cheap. It's like 25, or was when I went, was like 20, 25 bucks.
Oh, wow.
So now, okay, but here's a way to put it in perspective. You said $900-something, right?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, so you have to ask yourself, let's say you're a Yankee fan and you're a fan of one of the local winter teams. Is it more worth it to spend near a grand on that or to go to one of these playoff games like the Knicks and Rangers have had?
That's a good question. Mm. I mean, the thing about a playoff game is it can be very unmemorable. Like, right. The team can get blown out. There's also many playoff games, especially with the winter sports teams.
Right.
It may just be, I went to a playoff game. They lost by 25, whatever. You're taking batting practice at Yankee Stadium. Now, I've taken batting practice one time at Citi Field, and I'll tell you how. It has nothing to do with being on the radio or any special treatment. That was the season ticket benefit, where they allowed you to take BP on the field. And I'll never forget it. I took it. My dad came with me. I got like 9 pitches. And I give my dad credit. He did play-by-play while he was filming me. And all I did was hit ground balls to second base. That's all it was. Like, I made contact, luckily enough. But it was weak ground ball after weak ground ball. And my dad's like, hit in the air to deep right field. It's gone.
Oh, he was lying about it?
He was lying about it.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then the following year, they offered it to me again. And I was like, I've already done this. Like, once you take batting practice on the field, it's really cool, but I'm not going to do it again.
Right.
So I went to Tom Izzo, who works here, and said, what do you want to do with this? And he gave it to somebody. And you know who did it the following year?
Who?
Giannotti.
Nice.
And he went out and took batting practice. So here we are, the big FAM people. Yeah, we did it through season ticket benefits.
Right.
But it was very cool, don't get me wrong. But this is even cooler. Because this is, yeah, you're doing more stuff besides taking BP. I promise you the Yankees are not trying to, like, ask me to promote this. This was literally in my email box. I think this is badass.
Right.
I'd be interested in doing it. I think it's cool. I think it's
I'm burning, a loser.
And I think that's better. Having experienced a gut-wrenching loss, of which I paid close to that amount of the Rangers, I'd rather do that.
Yeah.
There's no heartbreak in this.
No, other than you swinging and missing every time you swing.
But then you have a good laugh over beers later. You said, I struck out at Yankee Stadium in BP.
What is very humbling about going on a baseball field, and I had this discussion last night at the Met game with Jet, who we play baseball in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes he gets into one, he hits it over the house. Oh. He says to me, Dad. I said, yes, Chip. He says, if I hit one over the house, but it was the field at City Field, where would it go? And I was like, oh, so like the same distance?
Uh-huh.
Like you hit it over the house?
Yeah.
Second base. And he's like, what? I said, yeah. Like, we don't have a huge backyard.
Right.
It feels like a moonshot because it's over the house. It'd be a pop-up to second base. And the disappointment in his eyes.
Why
was
would you crush his soul like that?
So I should have lied.
I mean, let his imagination run wild.
So I should have said the Shea Bridge?
Wherever.
Shallow center.
You should have made it relative to the size of Citi Field.
I can't do that.
I hate it.
He also
in his mind, that's what he thinks he's doing.
Well, his follow-up was, what would my OPS, and by my I mean his, what would, Dad, imagine I'm Jet. Dad, what would my OPS be if I was in the major leagues? And I said, like, so you're facing major league pitching?
Clearly, you only talk about OPS with him.
That's the main stat, yes.
Yeah, you don't talk about batting average. You don't talk about anything else.
You think that's my fault?
Yes.
Scoreboard. You're wrong. It's a scoreboard. Huh. It's not me. That's not me. It's the same reason I asked about batting average with my dad. Like, you look at the scoreboard and you say, what's this? What's that? Is
right.
that good?
And when you were a kid, it was batting average.
100. They never showed OPS. I didn't even know what an OPS was. So he asks me, what would my OPS be if I was in the major leagues?
Hmm.
Now, Sean or you, Teak, would just lie and say, oh, it'd be 800. I looked at him and said, it would be zero, son. He's like, what do you mean? I said, you're not getting hit off major league pitching. He's like, why? I said, they throw 90 miles an hour. I'm not getting hit off major league pitching. I said, maybe you'll walk.
So you're talking now.
Well, he asked me, what would his OPS be if he was just plopped into the major leagues?
His on base would it'd be definitely more than.
You think he'd draw a walk?
100%.
Strikes on small, dude.
You're right.
What the hell kind of pitcher can throw a strike zone that's, I don't know, an inch?
It'd be an Eddie Goodell situation.
Yeah.
For that guy?
Yes, that little.
Right.
Wasn't that fake? Wasn't it real?
No, that was real.
That was a real game?
St. Louis Browns, yeah.
I thought that was like a promotional thing.
Well, it was, but it was real.
Mm.
Like, it would be as if the Mets activated someone, like a fan, and said, no, you're playing. Like, the app out would count.
Right.
Like, all of a sudden, they're like, you know what, Evan? We want you to shut up. We're going to activate you for one day, shut you up.
Mm.
And I took a major league at bat. It was in the middle of a game. It would count.
Mm.
So, not that that's going to happen.
Right.
So, I should have lied to him and said your OPS would be 650?
Well, you did lie to him. You said it'd be zero.
Yeah, because it would have been it probably is going to be 1,000.
Oh, come on.
Dude, who the hell is throwing strikes to a kid that little? I'm not even joking.
If that's the case,
how tall is he? 4'1", 4'2"?
Yeah. But if that's the case, why would
strike zone is tiny, dude?
Okay, so let me counter this.
Okay.
If it would be so impossible to throw him a strike, why wouldn't each team activate one child as the pinch hitter?
Labor laws, that's why.
I draw a walk and
labor laws.
And then I take him out of the game.
Like labor
law. I send the kid up, he draws the walk, I got a base runner. Here comes Travis Jankowski to pinch run.
I'm gonna tell Jet next time I see him, Jet, your dad lied to you. Your OPS would be at least 1,000.
1,000?
Because he's getting on base 100% of the time.
Tiki.
Right. His on-base percentage is 1.
If you honestly think that major league pitching wouldn't be able to get a kid out.
I'm not saying get out. Just, Jet, don't swing.
No, I get that. If that's what you think,
yes.
Then I'm going to say it again, even though people think I'm pulling your leg. I'm not. Why wouldn't every team activate a small person?
Because how is that person playing the field?
They don't. They're a designated I'm pinch hitting. You got to first base. You're out of the game. I just got a base runner.
Okay.
You're down by a run in the ninth inning. You wouldn't by send way, up instead of DJ LeMay, you Jet, because so he could draw a walk and then you can pinch run for him?
Because there's only 40 men on the roster, right?
Oh, I would. If I have a guy who's guaranteed to get on base the way you're phrasing it, I'd put that guy on my roster.
This is the most inane discussion I've ever had.
Evan is prepping for Europe for 2 weeks, folks.
I know.